June 14th. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8, verse 31. Patterns that are established early in life become part and parcel of our beings. A woman in her 70s told me recently that since she was a small girl, she has had an inordinate fear of lightning. "Whenever the thunder claps and the lightning flashes, I want to hide under the bed." "How did you become so frightened of storms?" I asked her. "My grandmother had a brother who was injured by lightning," she explained. "And whenever a storm would come, grandmother would take me to the closet under the stairs, and there we would sit shaking in the dark until it passed." How can a person deal with such deep fear? One way is to put it in God's hands. Daniel no doubt feared lions, but in their dark den he courageously spent the night. When the king came to Daniel anxiously in the morning and asked if God had delivered him from the lions, Daniel answered, "My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me." God will also send his angel to beard the lions in your life. There is nothing to fear when he is on your side. Reassure me of your nearness, Father, when I'm beset by fear.